The incident unfolded in the early hours of Sunday morning. A male was shot and killed by U.S. Secret Service agents and a sheriff's deputy after breaching the security perimeter of President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. He was armed with a shotgun and a gas canister.
He was ordered to drop those two pieces of equipment that he had with him, at which time he put down the gas can, raised the shotgun to a shooting position. At that point in time, the deputy and the two Secret Service agents fired their weapons and neutralized the threat. He is deceased at the scene.
Investigators believe the suspect was a 21-year-old male from North Carolina who had been reported missing by his family several days prior. After entering near the north gate of the property, the man was confronted by the agents around 1:30 a.m. local time.
The individual was armed with a shotgun and a possession of a gasoline canister. Agents and the deputy discharged their firearms to stop the threat. At this time, no law enforcement personnel were injured during the incident. We want to be clear, the President of the United States was not in the state of Florida. And this remains an active investigation by the FBI.
The FBI has yet to disclose the suspect's motive.